It's time again for the Hourly Struggle. My name is Joshua Ferguson and I'm your host, and it's time to lose some libertarian friends. See, over the weekend in Austin, Texas, a man by the name of Garrett Foster, a libertarian, was shot and killed during a Black Lives Matter protest. And in true internet fashion, everyone did what they always do and took sides before knowing any or all of the facts. Allow me to illustrate, and this isn't me just picking on libertarians, but these are my people, so this is who I see the most of. But this is what I saw on my timeline, on my Twitter feed, and etc. We have Spike Cohen, the Libertarian Party vice presidential nominee. Garrett Foster, a member of the Libertarian Party, was killed last night at a protest against police violence. A man reportedly drove his car through the protesters, nearly hitting Garrett and his fiance. Garrett, who was there with his rifle to help protect the protesters from state violence, pushed his fiance's wheelchair out of the path of the car. The driver then fired a gun at Garrett multiple times, fatally wounding him. According to multiple eyewitness reports, Garrett never threatened the man with the rifle he was legally carrying, and his firearm was pointed at the ground the entire time. Austin police have confirmed that Garrett never fired his gun. Garrett died a hero, giving his life to protect those who were exercising their right to protest against government abuse of the citizenry. We should all honor his memory and strive to live up to the example he set. Hashtag Garrett Foster. And then we have Libertarian Party Chair Joe Bishop Henchman. Libertarian National Committee Chair Joe Bishop Henchman tells Reason, Garrett joined the Libertarian Party in 2017, and while I never got to meet him, his enthusiasm for a better world and the Jorgensen/Cohen campaign was evident. Libertarians across the country are mourning his loss. Bishop Henchman adds that libertarians are joining efforts to work towards criminal justice and police reforms, which have been consistent positions of ours for decades. We bow our head at the passing of Libertarian Garrett Foster, the Libertarian Party tweeted out Sunday. Speaking of the Libertarian Party itself, we bow our head at the passing of Libertarian Garrett Foster. At the time of the shooting, Mr. Foster was pushing his fiance through an intersection in her wheelchair. And of course, I can't leave out the novel that was written on Facebook by Larry Sharp. I'm not going to read the whole thing because I don't have that much time for this video, but I'll bring up the point that really sort of needs to stand out. Did he deserve to be shot to death in front of his fiance? Unequivocally, no. Reasonable people cannot debate this. But Joshua, why do you have a problem with these statements, I hear you ask? Well, because it's the same thing we always see happen in social media. This canard of, he was a libertarian, so support him, is nonsense because you don't know that the shooter in the car wasn't also a libertarian. You know nothing about that person. All you know is that he was in a car, he drove through a barricade, we'll get to that in a minute, and then he opened fire on peaceful Garrett who ran at people with an AK-47. The problem I have with these statements is that I didn't turn on the internet yesterday. When I looked at this situation and I heard that somebody had been shot, of course it piqued my interest because it was just flooding my social media accounts. And when I looked into it and I dug past the nonsense, what I saw was allusions of stories we've seen before. It was eyewitness testimony that is notoriously unreliable. Does anybody else remember Hands Up, Don't Shoot? Yeah, eyewitnesses claimed that and then retracted it and we found out that they lied entirely about it. That was performative art that never took place. Does anybody else remember Charlottesville when somebody drove into counter-protesters? Does anybody remember, I don't know, the last 2 months of protests turning violent? Does anybody remember, let's go back to Reginald Denny getting pulled out of a vehicle and beaten on the news? There are fluid situations, people come at that from different ways, and a lot of facts aren't really being investigated. You're in a protest, and protests, which have been turning into riots lately, you're in a protest, illegally in the street, and let's make that point very clear, illegally in the street. There is no street closure right now on the Austin website showing a legal street closure. If you actually watch the video from Garrett Foster from that night, he said, they won't let us march in the street.
They don't let us march in the streets anymore, so gotta practice some of our rights.
Which means in Austin, legally, you can march on the sidewalk, provided you don't block ingress, egress, and driveways, provided you don't block businesses, etc. They were marching in the street. They were marching the street continuously. It's not like they were watching the signal and then crossing and then watching the signal. They were blocking cars in, as protesters are wanting to do. The idea that he went around a barricade, it was a couple of orange cones, and we don't even know who put them there. There's a lot of questions that have to be asked and a lot of things that have to be answered. And running to the internet to have a take because you feel sympathy just shows who you feel sympathy for. But when you pick sides in something like this, all you're doing is playing to your own biases. I've seen libertarians talk about how they've been at Black Lives Matter protests, how they've open carried, and I can respect that. I understand that it's legal in Texas to carry your AK-47 into a protest. I understand the optics of why you're doing that. I can understand and empathize with that. But I also understand that situations look different from different perspectives. And I can sympathize, or empathize rather, with the person driving the car and being surrounded and not feeling safe, and then seeing somebody with an AK-47 outside of my car window. Whether his weapon was low ready or ready ready almost becomes moot from a lowered position. Remember, we're thinking about it, he's got his rifle pointed here, but if you're in a car here, it's pretty close to pointed at you. It may be down, but if he just shifts, it may look up.
Potentially hostile environment like this, the key is total situational awareness.
That's why situational awareness is a thing. It matters. And you have to pay attention to how other people perceive things. Now, I'm not saying you need to bow to the mob or what have you. And like when Justin Amash said that people shouldn't open carry in the Capitol with a peaceful protest, that's fine. But the minute you saw somebody driving erratically, as witnesses claim, the minute you saw people surrounding the car, as we saw in the video, you should realize situational awareness matters and you probably should step back and try not to make the situation worse.
But let's, you know, de-escalate.
Because Texas is an open carry state. And as we know from the police reports, both the shooter in the car and the person who fired at the car after were both legal concealed carry holders. Which means Garrett Foster wasn't the only person legally with a gun, but he seemed to be acting like he was. That's what it looked like. That's what his video looked like when he said people were too much of pussies to step up.
I think all the people that hate us and, you know, want to say shit to us are too big of pussies to stop and actually do anything about it. So.
See the problem? I'm not siding with the driver. I don't know the driver's whole story. I'm not siding with Garrett. I don't know his whole story. But I do know that things look very problematic and very nuanced. Was he pushing his wheelchair-ridden fiancé towards the car? Was he in the street at the time? Was he on the sidewalk? These things matter. But instead, the Libertarian Party picked a side because they know that Garrett Foster is one of them. But they don't know the driver is not one of them. Now, I'm not saying he is, and statistically he probably isn't, because there aren't a lot of libertarians in this country, but they don't know that. They picked a side before the facts were on the ground, before we even know what happened. That's a problem. I expect better, but so many libertarians decided that picking a side was more important than finding out the facts on the ground. That's no better than what Republicans and Democrats do. That's the same tribal crap that a lot of us try to get away from. I don't care that Garrett Foster was a libertarian. It has zero bearing on what happened that night. It doesn't matter if he was a libertarian, Republican, Democrat, Marxist, none of it matters. What matters is what happened, how he acted, and how it was both perceived and responded to by the driver who shot him. That's what matters. And if the driver saw somebody run up on his car with an AK-47, it becomes a lot more problematic. You may think he didn't deserve to die. I'm not arguing that he did. You may think that he was innocent and perfectly within his legal rights to carry a firearm. You're right, he was within his legal rights to carry it. But actions have consequences and perception matters. The minute somebody touched that person's car, it becomes more nuanced. The minute people surrounded the car, it becomes more nuanced. If the dude was driving erratically, as witnesses, which are notoriously unreliable, claim, it becomes more problematic. Again, Charlottesville was a thing. Why would you be pushing your wife towards that? I don't know. Was he already there? I don't know. There are details that are still in the wind because it's a clearly brand new ongoing investigation. So I implore you, when things like this happen, take a breath. Slow down. Stop picking sides. Because as we've seen, a lot of things that people pick sides over turn out to be lies. We saw lies in the Trayvon case. We saw lies in the Michael Brown case. Hell, I can't stop naming cases we've seen lies in. Maybe it's time to actually step back and care more about details, more about facts, and more about the whole picture before assigning blame and picking teams. That's all I have for now. Thanks for watching. listening and paying attention. And to those of you who are patrons, thank you as well. I'd also like to point out that on the last episode, I realized I'd forgotten to change the sign. That wasn't episode 15 last time. That was episode 19. This is episode 20. So hey, 20 episodes in. We'll see what happens, and cheers.